Hi, everybody. Well, it's Friday night. This is our BBS radio show, and this normally is our paranormal night, and we got lots of paranormal, so it might be interesting for everybody. So the date today is November 4th, 2016, so I'm going to clear the date for everybody in case you're caught on timeline of a year ago and going back to the get-go. So if you are having situations happening and you can't really explain it possibly, you may want to see if anything happened, maybe do a Google search or something for this date, because the aliens love to copy and paste. They're not really creative, but they are very sneaky to do that to give you a heavier load on your back. So let's clear the date here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to energize the light bean or beans that you have up. If you don't have one up, definitely put one up on your monitor screen here. Here we go. So light bean energizing to bring peace energy to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's good. And we have a situation going on, think of it now, and I'll take you off of that one program, the timeline that you're on, and you may feel a little more peaceful. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so Ann, are you out there tonight?
Hello, Ron. Yes, I am, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. You've been listening so far to Ron Amatron. As he said, it's Friday night, which is paranormal night, and we have a lot of paranormal things to discuss. Also, I want to remind everybody that this weekend we don't have any Creation Lightship Healing calls. We do have tomorrow evening's radio show at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 2, as always. But then the following weekend is quite filled with Creation Lightship Healing. So on the 12th is the four-hour Ascension Healing Call, and the 13th is the eight-hour eight-hour healing call, where we get 8 hours of healing and removing alien energies from us on Creation Lightship. And also in November, the eight-hour calls will be the 20th and the 27th. And then we have a special call that's on the 12th, and that is going to be to remove pins from us. That call is only $20, and the way you pay for that is to send a donation through PayPal. And I just want to say, since the call is next week, if you could, well, you can pay any time you'd like. You could pay right now if you want to. But if you would wait until the 9th or 10th or so to send Ron your receipt so that he has them all together and he can send everyone the phone number out at the same time at the end of that week. So if you're one of the very wonderful, efficient people who've already sent Ron your receipt, if you could just resend it a little closer to the date, we would appreciate that. Anything you want to say about the pin call, Ron? Maybe we have people listening that don't know what I'm even talking about when I say pin call.
Yeah, we just send you out the little flyer that we have. If you don't have it, just send it to CLS Questions at Yahoo. So that'll be on the 19th. So, you know, if you can send me an email, during that week, then I can send you out the phone number and pin. But the pin calls are getting rid of energetic pins that are inside of your body, outside of your body, coming into your body, typically alien stuff, Well, it's all alien. Could be from past lives and or a planet or whatever. So what I'll do now is take one out of your throat. So here we go, everybody. If you're curious to know what it's like, I'm going to take it straight out of the front of you. And it's kind of, you know, in your windpipe there, okay? Base of your throat. So here we go. It's going to come out. And some of these are kind of big and rusty. And they may have infection on them from your body. So here we go. Coming out. Slowly out. Just 1 inch out. This is like 6 inches in length. 2 inches out. 3, 4, 5, and 6. There, that one is released. And I'm going to take one out of your left nostril now. So here we go. It's going to be coming down, you know, like your nostril would be. Coming down your face here. Out of the hole in your nose. So coming down, coming out on the left side, your left side. 1, 2, 3. This is about an 8-inch pin. Not real long. Or you know, it's maybe like, as far as the diameter, I would say maybe 100 thousandths of an inch or something. Here we go, coming out, coming down, out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there it is, got released. Same size pin on your right nostril. This kind of goes up into your eye socket there on your right eye. So coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, coming out there, it's out. So, nice deal, dizzy. Maybe your eyes are watering. Maybe your nose is running. Maybe you're ejecting a couple of furballs or something. So, see how you're doing. If you tell something, send us a comment. That'd be great. A lot of people like to hear your comments because they might be wondering what's going on with me. These, you know, we're on this radio show, and how can Ron do this? Does he know who I am? So, it's good to just give information, you know, what's going on with you during these calls on BBS, because people like to know what's happening to them and you, too. So, back to you.
Okay. Wow, thank you, Ron. That was wonderful to have an actual sample of having the pins removed today. And I know the people have been on the pin calls you've done, too, in the past, and the reason you're doing another is people got so much out of it. That was their you know, people's request for you to redo that one. So I think people feel very peaceful and more comfortable and I guess validated when they hear what is going on for other people and when you let us know what's sort of going on planetarily. A lot of people listening are enlisted in special forces also, and they share with us what they feel is going on or know about and is happening to them. So I have an email because I think a lot of people have been noticing extreme differences on the planet these past 2 days especially. So somebody wrote in, Thursday morning, Eastern time, I woke up at 3 a.m. and could not get back to sleep. At 4 a.m., I decided to get up, and within 5 minutes, I heard sirens from police cars, emergency vehicles, and ambulances. I thought the whole police force in my city was coming down my street. This went on for about 20 minutes. It felt very different, but I didn't know why. Friday morning, almost the same thing. Awakened at 4 a.m. and could not get back to sleep. Driving to work, not much traffic, which was strange. My office building all day felt like it was empty. There are 6 offices on my floor, each with glass doors. At 4 p.m., I was going to the basement to get the mail and could see all the other 5 offices were completely dark. It was very quiet. I left an hour later and driving home, again, hardly any traffic. It usually takes me 30 minutes to get home, and it only took me 10 minutes. Seems like everyone on my block was gone, and it was very quiet. It's like I live alone in the world. Could definitely feel more freedom in the space around me in my home, more peace, and lots of energy. Thank you, Ron, for giving us this news and understanding of what is happening right now.
Yeah, so what's kind of going on here, I don't know, the days are like kind of, you know, all slurred together for me right now. maybe the last 3 weeks. So basically, let's see where I can start with this here. Like I start last night and maybe go backwards. So, I think I got it here. So, a little complicated. The I think it was Wednesday night or morning of going into Thursday or something like that. My alarms went off, and all of a sudden I saw all these aliens, coming here, and I go, oh, crap. It's a never-ending story. And they came to where, I drew the line in the sand, we'll say, and they stopped, which made me feel pretty good because they didn't want to, get terminated. And everything, all the soldiers were right there ready to take them out, okay? And so they looked like there was probably, as I checked on it, about 10,000 alien ships. And these ships were, I'll just say, between 100 to 200 foot in diameter. And they could be multi-story, so, they were kind of large ships. They're not really a mothership. A mothership could be, 10 miles plus, in size when you see them, in the clouds. But basically, they stopped. So they said that they wanted to come here, and I guess I could use the word harvest, but that's not exactly right. But they wanted to abduct the clones that are here. Right away, I thought, uh-oh, that's not a good thing. They shouldn't be coming in here, to do that. Because then I thought, wait a minute. Well, why don't they, I said, well, if you're going to get clones, then you got to get them without spirits. And I said, you have 3 hours to do so. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. We don't want clones on this planet. No, I said, I'll give you 6 hours after that, after a couple of hours. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. I'll just give them, free reign here to take out as many as they want. So they started doing that. And I'm still kind of curious, then more so, maybe less so now, but why they're doing this. So I asked for some type of information. And so last night what I got, or this morning, for instance, we'll just use that, I saw six papers. Kind of like legal paper, we'll say, And on the top of the first one, the heading was Declaration for Clone Retrieval. And I'm trying to read through some of this stuff because it's alien language and, it takes a while to get it downloaded to me. They said that the clones, well, first of all, they had a mission here of the last 1,000 years. So for the last 1,000 years, five to six alien groups. I don't know why I got those two numbers. Normally it just should be just one number, but I got five and six. Maybe one of them dropped out. But two of these alien races went rogue. And we could probably guess who they are, by the people who live here on this planet now, what they are. So two of them went rogue and was not upholding to the original contract. So the original contract was to have clones here. We kind of talked about this a little bit, about having that, this is like the boot camp before they go somewhere else. So they were here to, have the clones created to live here, which means they were probably here for the last 1,000 years, just nobody really realized probably. And so what happened was, since, we're more into light now, the clones cannot handle true light, which means that they would not last long here. So the clones are going to die out probably, say, in 5 years, and they would have this instant death. So that would be kind of devastating to the manufacturers of the clones and also to the clones themselves, because they could harm you, one drop dead in front of you when you're driving your car, and they're driving cars, and all of a sudden you get a 100-car pileup on a freeway. That could affect you. So they started taking them out. That's the reason why they're leaving them, because they have a short lifetime. Also, one of the Antarctica bases, it's like a whole different territory underneath there. It's like cities. It's like we have on the surface here. Well, now inside the Earth, different alien races are there and other things, But anyway, one of those had this misting material which the clones would use. Maybe they did it energetically or something to keep their skin from peeling off or deteriorating. And so we took that out, so the clones that would be here would no longer be able to, look good again, because they needed that special energy to keep the skin maybe moist. So we'll just call it the colon moisturizer. So that happened. So that's kind of basically it. So I'm still investigating about the concern with this alien race having the clones. What they said that they treat them really nice wherever they took them to, which means that they weren't going to eat them, and they just wanted them to be like slaves, probably no different than us here. But you know, they wanted them to do different things, you know, wash windows and cook food and do mining and whatever else, you know, slaves would do. So that's what they're doing now. So the bottom line is, if you happen to see less people around in your neighborhood, you know, the clones should not be able to come in again like they used to. They used to kind of like come and go. Now there's no more replacements for the ones that would be here. So you may start to see maybe abandoned cars. You know, I'm just throwing this out. We'll know more in the next week. Maybe abandoned houses. Maybe the houses are all dark or something at night where people used to live. And if you lost something that seemed, you know, personal to you, maybe a pet or animal, you could probably get it back by doing the either the alien light, but more expressively do the clone to light clearing. And maybe they'll bring what you lost back. So anyway, so they're collecting clones. So what's going to happen is the Earth was more recently put into the grid lines, and the grid lines were 10 miles in 10 square miles. So basically, that's like 9.9 miles across, horizontal and vertically, we'll say, you know, and or you know, as far as the box size. So some of these are starting to leave the planet. So what you have now is the holograms of these 10 square mile areas, and you may start to see things that used to be here no longer here, only because it was a hologram. So the holograms are covering up the true Earth. So we'll probably know more in the next couple of weeks of what's going on and how factual this information is I'm giving you right now. So far, it's real. But, you know, I don't really stand on anything that doesn't have, you know, a lot of proof on it. But if you do feel like you're alone in the world, sort of, and the energy around you will have a lot of space. So when the aliens came in that time, they sort of came in and they came into my room and they were like moving the air around, shaking the air, kind of like, you know, some of the ocean critters that are, you know, on the sand, sifting the sand out. So they're looking for clones. Well, the reason why you feel more space is because the clones that could be in your same vicinity but on another timeline have a mass mind consciousness. So the mass mind consciousness, which we'll call the hive, the grays refer to that. One gray finds out about something, they all know about it. So they're talking to each other, and that disrupts you and can make you feel kind of oppressed, maybe angry possibly, because you're getting all this data, but you can't interpret it, but it's very busy data. So now, since they're not here as much, you don't have that energy around you. There was talk about the cell phone towers maybe putting out frequencies to maybe numb people out, possibly, make them calmer or whatever. So that probably is more for the clones. So it probably doesn't work on humans, but it probably works on clones more than anything else. So we'll just see what happens here in the future. But that's the whole thing. You're involved with hearing conversations that you couldn't interpret, you know, compressing on you with this all this energy, mental energy, that you knew nothing about, and it probably made you feel kind of funky or upset sometimes. Maybe it felt like you're walking through molasses some days. You know, the days are really slow and some are fast. That's because the clones are there in your space, and they're talking to each other, but you can't hear them. So you feel like you have more space around you, more open air, and you may even see different things vanishing. So if you start seeing things vanishing, what we're going through, in a sense, is a pre-ascension. So the ascension might actually be now that these holograms will be off planet Earth, since we're in more light now, and you're going to be able to be in the present moment. So if you're not in the present moment, then you're going to be on timelines. So if the timelines get released out of here, maybe they get released in a year, we'll say, then you're going to be in the present moment, in source energy, not in duality, and then you're going to start seeing the real Earth show up. And that could be the actual ascension now as the Earth is changing. So I guess if you have any questions, you could send me a text, CLSquestions@Yahoo, and, you know, I can answer some more about this here. That's where we are right now. And if you have seen less people in the last day or two, maybe people that you normally meet or you're trying to call them and they don't answer the phone or something, they don't show up for an appointment, maybe they're not out, maybe they're gone completely and never come back. I don't know. And you're going to start noticing that what you're seeing on TV, since the holograms are changing, listening to Alex Jones, he was trying to, he's doing something, some kind of marathon for 52 hours, et cetera, bringing out the truth in the now, we'll say, where the other medias, ABC, NBC, and CBS are bringing out the maybe the clone information on timelines to hook people up. That's another way of looking at it. He doesn't say that, but you can kind of draw a conclusion to this pretty easily. So he's trying to bring out the truth in the now, where the other ones are just trying to get you into sidestepping issues and being lied to. So anyway, that's what the presidential election is kind of about, which path do you want to take, you know? The old path of corruption and being not in integrity with yourself and other things, or you want to be in the now. So that's the basic thing. So as these timelines get taken away, you may start losing data and information, which is normal. So that means that you need to be more now to connect to the new energy. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. I think I maybe summed it up enough. So I'm still investigating this here, trying to figure out why the clones got put here to begin with. I can see this being a boot camp for them, but I'm still, you know, I'm not 100% okay with this. I'm still a little bit leery, but if they want to get the creation out of here, by all means, get the clones out. So back to you.
Yes, Ron. Somehow, you know, we wound up, this planet wound up being something these aliens felt they could overrule and take advantage of. And I wonder how that happened and what went wrong at some point in the past. And maybe you'll figure that out. Ron mentioned... thank you. I have a lot of things to say, and we have a few people commented, Ron, while you were talking. But I do want to just say, if you don't have the alien to light, clone to light, and alien-human hybrid to light free clearings Ron offers, you can send an email request to receive them to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send those out to you. Ron mentioned that early on in what he was just explaining to us. And I have a question, Ron. I know someone who I'm fairly certain is a clone. Should I be running that clone to light right now or not really bother, or might that be a good thing to do for
them?
If
you want to save the person to become human, you could run that, and that would help them. That's kind of up to you. That's what it's for, is, you know, maybe you have a somebody that you know in your family, they got cloned out, switched out, they don't act the same that they used to, and you still want to see them around, so you could do them that favor, we'll say, and do that healing so that they would be, recreated with a light body and have a new spirit put in them. It won't be the same spirit as the old one. That's probably been incarnated here for, 100,000 years or something. It'll just be a brand new one. So, you know, that's up to you. So, it's kind of your personal choice. Do not go out and because you want to see people in the news, we'll say, headliners, you want them to be real. No, don't do that. Just do it for your friends that you physically talk to. I don't want to get overextended. I'm already, way past my limit with this crap, In fact, I didn't really want to do any more alien stuff at the expos. And all of a sudden, I called Mark in New York. Because I told him, I said, Mark, I want to change my venue and just do healing. That was at the last expo. That was in, I think that may have been in March, I think. That's what I told Mark, the promoter there, Mark Becker. I said, Mark, I want to change my venue and just probably do healings and kind of get away from the alien stuff. But then all of a sudden, maybe 2 months before the expo, he calls me up and we're doing our literature to send out. I didn't provide anything or do anything yet for doing the healings for people. He says, Ron, we got a UFO panel. I go, well, that's great. He says, and you're on it. I go, okay. So I had to stick with the alien agenda. But I really love doing healings, and the aliens took me away from what I really love doing. You know, I don't want to battle aliens every night and, you know, all this crap. But anyway, that's where I am. So I want to get back into doing healings. Maybe in a year I'll be doing that. I really enjoy that, having a lot of fun doing that for people. So anyway, that's my original agenda here, and I got stuck into this cesspool of alien stuff because that was getting in the way of my healing. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, I know that we all enjoy it a lot when you do, you know, focus on healing. So obviously this, you know, dealing with the aliens seems to be necessary, which is why you're getting stuck with it. You're it. So a person wrote in, yesterday my husband remarked how it just seems like there's more space or things are a different color, and he is not aware of the creation lightship work.
Yeah, that's good. Very good.
And let's see. A lot of things came in while you were talking. A report. Since the release of the clones, I feel less pressure on my body, do not feel so compressed, can feel more spirit in my body, especially in lower body. My creativity and thinking is greatly improved, smoothly move through problem solving, more peace, hope, and belief in being here, notice less people and traffic in streets and stores, less fear, courting and mind chatter occurring in my life. What a gift to have more freedom. Creation Lightship is the real deal. Take advantage of this gift from Source. Thanks, Ron, for all you do.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't get really emotional with the stuff because I don't live that much in emotion. I do get upset and angry at times, but, you know, very seldom. But you know, when people say thank you and stuff, I don't really know how to respond because I don't have the emotions to get happy or sad or anything like that. You know, most people would say, oh, that's great, wonderful, you know, thank you so much. You know, for me, it's just, you know, it's just the job that I'm doing. So, you know, the thanks and maybe the praising or whatever. If I sound like I'm a little distant with that, you know, I really don't relate to it. I don't have that inside of me. You know, I'm not saying that if I hit my finger with a hammer or something, I don't say a few words, you know. You know, hopefully I haven't done that for years. But, you know, it's, you know, I don't live in the emotions. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, I'll keep going reading these comments. Someone put, new Earth coming, ? This morning, before I got up, on my inner eye, I saw an Earth that was really bright and looked like those glossy New Age paintings.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, so you're probably seeing what's maybe coming or it's already here. Another way of looking at that, maybe it's already here and you just had a glimpse of it, and so now it's up to you to step into it. So that's another way of looking at it. Most people, when you see something, you think it's always in the future, and you got to kind of like, you know, do something to have it manifest. Well, it's probably already here, so it's up to you to stay in the present moment, we'll say, to, you know, connect with, become in oneness. I hate to use the word oneness, but to own that reality. You need to own the new reality that the Earth is no longer in darkness, and what's here in darkness will just be a memory as maybe you look at it going back in time 6 months from now. So the darkness energy is no longer here, but naturally if you keep trying to recreate it, it's going to show itself up. But just step out of it and know that your past has nothing to do with your current life, because you're going to be more in the moment as time goes on, And that might be a good reason to get the, you know, that emotional clearing, maybe the trauma clearing, the fear clearing or something, and do the unlimited so that you're cleaning out your energetic body so that they don't keep collecting stuff, which will put you more into the present moment. So back to you. Which would be the new Earth, where you're supposed to be.
Right. Somebody wrote in simply, thank you for the update. As I said earlier, I think people feel very calm and validated, Ron, when you tell them, you know, what's going on. someone else wrote, ascension. I have been experiencing more ascension and less timelines.
Very good.
Somebody wrote in, at 9 a.m. this morning, the streets were empty. One car by the post office, one car at the laundromat. Very different today. And I have had many sleepless nights, too, and that's from someone in a small city in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so they're leaving, you know. They shouldn't come back because there's nothing to replace them. The aliens, if they do start, we'll just say that we didn't find, you know, a certain location. Well, they start producing the clones, we will find them, and that'll be taken out. I just, I'm kind of curious of what happened to that earthquake in, I think it was Paris, because I was doing work at, you know, taking out stuff, hunting aliens and politicians in the Antarctica. I think I mentioned this in one of the programs. And then I saw like a possibly a volcano going off or poison gas being emitted. Or something like that, maybe two things. And I guess that next day, I believe, they had the earthquake in, no, it was in Rome, excuse me, in Rome, they had this earthquake. So that more than likely was tied into what the aliens were doing. And I don't have any intel on that, whether the time-traveling soldiers took something out there causing that earthquake. Or not. So I don't know on that one. But you know, that was what these politicians were doing, we'll say, as they were trying to get out of here using CERN to open up a vortex. It was probably connected. I know it was connected to Florida, so maybe they went from Florida to the Antarctica, and then from there possibly they were going to leave through CERN, which I think is in Switzerland, and, you know, take, you know, a shuttle out of here. So these would be the real people that you thought you saw, you know, years ago on TV or something. And so those people are out of here. So there was, I was working with, there's three alien races that I was working with. They didn't have that many here, maybe 500 per race, and they were here to help out. And these are more like the butterflies and things like that, you know. And so once we captured these, I'll just use the word, celebrities, politicians, et cetera, that were trying to escape war crimes, and they actually used the word genocide. That's what the people sit there, the aliens, that they created genocide on the planet here, which could also be their race was, you know, extinct, terminated. So they immediately got them, shackled them, and took them out of here. So they didn't want to have anybody on this planet, in a sense, i.e. the military or whoever else would get them in question, and they just got them out of here instantly. So I give them that jurisdiction to do that. So anyway, the ones that we found, the hideaway, the getaway, are no longer here. So I'm waiting to see some of these people that go on TV having their face kind of cracked. Maybe their skin will turn into scales or something. You know, maybe they'll open their mouth and a lizard tongue will pop out or something. You know, I don't know. But it'd be nice to see that, to shock the people here that, yeah, these people are these shapeshifters and alien life forms that have human body Suda over them. So, and then have them start talking gibberish or something. So back to you.
Ron, you reminded me when you mentioned politics that a couple of things I wanted to bring up. First of all, thank you very, very much to the listener who wrote in to remind us all that this Sunday, November 6th, is the time to turn the clocks back an hour.
Oh, that's great. Okay, don't turn your clock back until Monday, okay? Remember, the aliens are going to try to take you out on timelines, the ones that are here, because that's the way that they jumpstart new timelines. So what I'd like everybody to do is just know that the time has changed. It doesn't make any difference to you unless you happen to go to church or something. Anyway, you know, or have to go to work. Just go there, you know, with the current new time, but keep your clocks at the old time so that you're no longer being controlled by them on a timeline. So you look at your clock, it didn't change, and all of a sudden, you know, you're running your whole day. It doesn't make any difference to you. And then do the change maybe on Monday, because that'll keep you from being abducted onto the new timelines if you're trying to do something sneaky and suspicious here. So that works really well. Last time we did that, you know, the last change of time. And also I had people do that, I think the first of this year, as the aliens brought in a new timeline for 2016, so you want to just stay on the 2015 timeline for one extra day. And then the next day that you're there, it's just a really easy transition. Otherwise, your body kind of gets jolted because you're being recreated on some auspicious timeline that you haven't ever experienced. So back to you.
Okay, and then also next week, 2 days after that, in the U.S., are elections. And one listener commented, what will go on that we have this time change, which you have always pointed out is a time they love to bring in new timelines. Then right after that, there's going to be the election. And, you know, it is pretty close in time, Ron. So are there other things we can do to protect ourselves from those timelines?
Now, why don't everybody do a timeline crash for that day? Because very possibly they may be trying to bring in a brand new timeline on the election process. So, you know, there could be, I don't know. You know, normally you say maybe they're going to bring in new clones to vote a certain way, you know, or to change things. I'm not, you know, suggesting that the man is better than the woman. Sounds better. And so, but, you know, you hear negative things, too. But you know what you don't want. More than, you know, maybe it's the positive change and what he's standing for is a little better than the other one of corruption. So, but anyway, it's possible they're trying to use that now from the beyond all to do something. So you may want to do some timeline crashing for that time that the hour of when this is to occur. I'm not sure when it is. I believe it used to be like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning or something, but everybody has a different time zone. But you may want a timeline crash that in your neck of the woods to get rid of that particular change of time at that particular time. So back to you.
Okay, so we could timeline crash. You know, I know what you're saying, you know, like we usually think of it as, oh, so Sunday morning or the before you go to bed, Saturday night, you change the clocks. And, you know, I personally never pay attention to what the actual time is, but we could find out online for where we live what's the actual time change time and timeline crash that. So I get that. And should we maybe run that for a day, do a lot of timeline crashes on it?
Well, remember, the timelines are already in stone. The aliens are creating this, and they're just waiting it to fall into place. So you may want to timeline crash that continuously for one day before that occurs.
Okay. And then...
It's like a prophecy. You see, that comes true. And so they already have it in stone. This is going to happen. Everybody knows about it. And so you may want to timeline crash that and just see what happens. It would benefit, be a great benefit.
Okay, and then you mentioned also timeline crashing Election Day. So what exactly should we just put in the date, the day, the month, the year, and elections? Is that enough to timeline crash, or should we do something else?
A little vague, but yeah, it might be. Maybe you might just do it every hour, you know, and just change the time on your on the timeline crash. So if you want to start it like at maybe 8 o'clock in the morning, do it for 8 o'clock, and then if you have the luxury to go back to your computer at 9, timeline crash that, and just keep doing it for the elections. Just see what happens there. And what you're trying to do is get people into the now, okay? And then the mind control wouldn't be on them. And I'm sure there's tons of it now going out to vote for whoever it is. And so they're trying to probably do that. I think a lot of that could be gone, but we're just talking about what they've have done in the past. So they're trying to get people on timelines now to vote a certain way. You know how entities are. You do something that doesn't really relate to what you want to do, but you do it anyway. And you go, why did I do that? Well, so they should be doing something like that so that you're marking the wrong square or something in the booth that you're voting. You know, I guess that's what you do. I haven't voted. I only voted once, and I gave that up, you know, a long, long time ago. You know, so anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. And if people have any more questions about that, I think you were very clear there. But, of course, there'll be another show tomorrow evening also at 7. And try to be on tomorrow night's show live because it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, the chance to celebrate November birthdays. And, okay, so we have a couple. I'll keep going with our comments here. Someone did say, Ron, you talked about earthquakes. It was a very strong, there was a multitude of earthquakes in Italy last week near Rome, and many ancient edifices crumbled. It was that strong.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that
was
due to...
I don't know what that means, okay? I know I had a, I took out on the timelines anyway, maybe even physically here, but, you know, they can recreate it. I took out the Big Ben clock. That's the Greenwich Mean Time, which starts all the timelines, okay? So that was taken out, and so was the Paris Eiffel Tower, which was transmitting mind control to people. Remember, what it looks like is one thing, but what it could be used for by the aliens is something else. So, and maybe the churches aren't receiving their transmissions, you know, from the Eiffel Tower. Who knows? They all have crosses on them, at least most of them do. So anyway... other antennas up. And we'll just see how your life is feeling. You know, if you start feeling more space and maybe the people are vanishing, hopefully, that aren't human, maybe you might be able to maybe get or rent or buy a house or something, you know, that's very reasonable because there's only 5% humans here, maybe less than that, and a lot of houses might be available to be purchased because there's too many houses and not enough buyers. Maybe everything will drop down in price tremendously. Who knows? Plus, I think that if it does work out, hopefully you could find, you know, cars with the keys in them already, possibly, and, you know, go to the shopping center and might be 100 cars there that's abandoned. So anyway, just another way of looking at it. But, you know, kind of going more into the sci-fi, but it could be a reality. But, you know, the next week will tell what's going on for what I'm talking about. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll be with less clones here. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote, I wonder what manifestations we will see with the planet being in the light and more aliens gone. Maybe more freedom for enslaved and controlled countries like in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's a great possibility, yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, how many of those people in the Middle East are cloned out to follow those programs? So, you know, like I said, only time will tell what's going on. You know, I'm just telling you what I'm getting. And, you know, it would be nice if but what I'm saying is 100% correct. What I'm seeing is 100% correct for me, but, you know, things can change because there could be something else happening that I don't have the awareness of this second. But anyway, you're going to know in a week from now. Maybe we can talk about it maybe next Friday, what you experienced during this, you know, say, seven-day period with people, and it'll be very interesting. So, back to you.
Okay. 4 million people were in a celebration parade in Chicago to celebrate their favorite team winning the World Series for the first time in decades. Could this be a sign of people feeling happier and freer? And the parade was this past weekend and Monday, and people are still celebrating in the streets. There's hordes of them. At the same time in Iraq, hordes of people are celebrating the freedom and release of the government control of one of their cities, Mosul. So that's an interesting correlation. And do you think that's all connected, Ron, to this aliens leaving and the clones leaving?
I would say possibly because, see, the mind control is leaving. So it's sort of like, you know, in a sense, you know, your back's been hurting you for your whole life and you can't move right, you know, then all of a sudden it goes away and you go, wow, I feel great, you know. So that's kind of what the mind control would be. You know, you don't have all these programs running you and you finally realize that the shackles could be off of you somewhat and you're now feeling freed up. And so, you know, that's very possible. You know, we don't know what they've been transmitting to our bodies. Normally we think about them transmitting, you know, thoughts to us, making us think a certain way, but what are they doing to your body? You know, maybe they're bringing in all this pain energy. Maybe they're bringing in aging. And maybe that's gone now. People are freed up and they're able to express themselves in a better way. But, you know, like I said, you know, the next week will determine what's going on here. And, you know, like I said, the news media, the TV channels will, you know, in a sense, might even not even be here, those three corporations. And, you know, that's kind of far-fetched, but it could be. You know, or they're going to be, you know, on the line to change their mindset to get into alignment with people. Versus, you know, a few corporations that are that are paying them off. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, the cat's out of the bag and it's running. You know, and you're looking at it, and what used to fear you in that bag has it made noise and jumped around is no longer there, and you may feel a lot better off. So that's the whole situation. And maybe they're doing curses and spells on you, too, you know. And that stuff could be lifted also off of you. You know, you don't know what they're doing to you, but how's your body feeling? Remember, you have your mind, which can tell you, I don't know about this here. You know, it doesn't sound right. My programs don't allow me to hear all this here. It could be really far-fetched. I don't know if I want to open my box up to a different type of reality. But, you know, look at your body. How's your body feeling? What do you see with your eyes, you know? And that's the whole process. So it would be nice to you know, have it changed in a week from now, you know. And maybe the timelines will be less and you're going to be able to be more in the present moment. Maybe the aliens took you out of source energy by all these controlling programs, and now you could just probably just slip into it very easily. No, I don't know. You still got to clean out your body to get rid of what you have stored inside of you, even though the aliens could be gone completely. Body is still gunked up. Got to clean out your trash cans, your energetic body. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have the, you know, the reminder question for you, Ron, is the planet in alignment.
Well, the puzzle pieces that have been abducted here, taken away that they owned or had real estate on, those are gone, the ones that I'm looking at. So to me, the planet kind of looks like Swiss cheese, okay? And so there's places that are vacant and missing. Well, from there, what's here looks okay. remember, maybe the aliens dropped in timelines and, you know, with their artificial intelligence, they created a city to have all the clones live there. And you, and so all of a sudden now maybe you're driving and it used to be a city that will just be like desert or something, you know, or mountains where this place used to be. This could be a possibility. Because you all know about the cars dropping next to you on the freeway, you know, driving into the billboards, what they call it, and people showing up mysteriously as you're walking, and all of a sudden someone's behind you, and they had no way to get there. So, you know, this is what we're talking about. Things are happening like that. So you may find, you know, it would be neat, you know, if you're looking for a job, and all of a sudden, because there's only a few people that are humans here to fulfill that job, maybe they might raise the price 100 times per hour because they need people. You got to fill a job and nobody's around to take it. So that's another way of looking at it, too. That'd be great. So back to you.
Okay, and Ron, is it possible for you to check our area for enslaved aliens that might want to go to the light?
I'll do that tonight because of the show that we're talking about here. So these are the ones that have been stuck here. We call them enslaved aliens, ones that have been under the control of other aliens, and they're in prison, too, like we are in this prison planet. So here we go, releasing the energy. One, boy, it's already heavy. So just for people listening, when I release them, they're now going to like a quarantine center. And the time-traveling soldiers will inspect them energetically or whatever they do and make sure that they're not something that is hiding, you know. We don't want to have anything leave here that can get brought back here again. So only ones that can leave are the ones that really have been messed over and will see our innocence. So here we go. One, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. If you're yawning, it means you probably have some inside of you and they're leaving also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Because remember, they'll probably come into you to hear the program, listening to your ears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh, 7, 8, 9, I think we're on 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So that felt pretty good. So back to you, Ann. Oh, on the release of ships. So if they have ships here that are stuck here, maybe they had them covered up some way. We'll get those out of here also. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So on last Tuesday morning, it seems like, you know, a long time ago, I remember seeing a lot of animal clouds. And they're kind of weird-looking animals because, you know, normally they portray like a dragon or a dog or cat or something, a horse. But these had, like, different facial features. So if you happen to see animal clouds out there in the clouds, they're taking out the aliens. So they're up there. And you can see how big they look because when you see a cloud and maybe it's 500 foot long or something, you know, these are big. So that's what we're living with, too. So the animals, I'll call them, are here hunting down aliens also in the clouds. And you see the clouds appear. If you see an animal... a shape that's dark in color, it's getting full. So it needs to, you know, have a healing. So if you see one, just, you know, maybe ask me for a healing and I'll come to it and release the energy out of it. So anyway, So if you see animal cloud, that's a really good sign. And the dragons are probably the most potent. But then you might even see them with their mouth open, shooting out a flame out of their mouth. It's quite surprising when you see that. So anyway, oh, I see it. We've got a fighting pig. Yeah, I've seen a lot of pigs, too. Yeah, they were great. So back to you.
Okay. We're really close already to the end of the show. I wanted to just remind everyone that you made an announcement last week on the calls, and I believe again on Wednesday, that due to this new freedom and these aliens and clones leaving, it's a good time, an important time, for us to run the education clearing, the IQ clearing, and the creativity clearing. And we would be interested in testimonials from people who have done those. Maybe you heard that last week and just purchased them. But we would love some testimonials about all of those clearings or whatever your experiences have been. Any suggestions for things to specifically clear on those? Do you want to say anything about any of those healings, Ron?
Yeah, they're all very good, and they're needed now. I'll share another thing that I heard from someone. They are avid hikers, and they live up on hills in California and overlooking, we'll say, the ocean. So I guess yesterday they looked out, it could have been the day before, but within the next, 2 days, we'll say, they looked out, and Catalina, which is, if you're in California, is a little island called Catalina. So it normally is located in one particular location, and it physically was moved, okay? And then when they looked at it closer, they go, it's not there, but it's over here. Then they looked at it, and part of Catalina was no longer there, which means that it was probably in two sectors, two 10-mile square sectors, and one sector got taken away. So, very interesting. So you might see that yourself happening, weird things like that. And if you do, let us know. So we got maybe 3 minutes to go. Is there another question, possibly, before we do the mind to heart drop?
Yes, we have a lot of questions and testimonials. I guess people want us to kind of go over what you want us to timeline crash, so maybe we can go over that again tomorrow instead of talking about it more tonight. Somebody wrote in to say, yes, I was also awake from about 3 to 5. During the night. So, again, I think people feel very grateful to know what's going on. Somebody wrote in, thank you for the pin removals. They are so nice to have done, and I feel more source energy after I get them removed. So, yes, thank you for that, Ron. We do have some questions I think are kind of long, actually, for tonight. Oh, this is an interesting one, aloneness. Seems like the humans are gravitating back towards each other. This aloneness and reality without clones is helping us to find ourselves again.
That could make sense, I guess, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Another person wrote, the light is turned off. It's been feeling like I'm living to a degree, a different life. Like I'm in a box and have to go through all the things to find out how to fix it. The outer world does not seem real. That's the best way to describe it. More freedom, peace, and enlightenment recently. Thank you.
Great, yeah.
So most people are feeling quite positive. And
remember, you're probably, we're probably used to seeing things out of our eyes that are holograms all the time. And so that may have prevented you from going inside, seeing the truth. So maybe, as time goes on here, maybe in a month from now, maybe you're going to be able to actually use your inner vision to see the external reality. But remember, you don't want to be with a free will, free choice. That's duality. You want to be in source energy where none of that exists. And that'll be the ascension process. So that's what you want to tune into completely, is being in the now. That's why you do the mind to heart drop. So I'll do that right now for everybody. If you're newbie,
Ron, I just want to repeat.
Otherwise, you're in alien territory, and you don't want to be there. They created mind. And that's when you normally, have programs running you a timeline. So here we go. You want to be in the present moment, so you have to command your spirit out loud. So it's very simple. You just say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate that, you count from 10 to 1 backwards. And after you do it for like a week or so, maybe every hour if you can when you're awake, then you can just maybe do 3, 2, 1 to make it a little quicker. But I always do it long. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. So now you're in peace energy in the now. And if you're listening to me, a lot of times you're too peaceful. You don't have any memory because it goes out. But if you do it for a friend, you might stop at 5 the first time and have them think. It's really an awakening when you feel your thoughts in your throat. So anyway, everybody, thank you. And we'll see you later. See you on tomorrow's program. Same time, same station. Bye, everyone.
Bye, all.